At the Twin Dragons restaurant in Dillingham, Fireball's pilots David Finnan and Paul Weisner are grabbing a quick lunch while their planes are refueled.
We're fighting a fire about 7 miles northwest of King Salmon Airport. And we're scooping off of this river right here that runs just south of the airport.
Okay.
Yeah, the Naknek River. About 5 miles south of the fire.
They are responding to yet another Bristol Bay fire, which was reported Sunday night. A smoke jumper plane was flying near the village of Ekwok around 8 p.m. It had been dispatched to investigate a fire about 3 miles from the community. While circling the area, another report came in, this time of a fire near King Salmon. Sam Harrell is a public information officer for the Division of Forestry. He said the responders worked until early Monday morning to get a handle on the fire.
So they diverted to that area, and it was about 8 acres at that time and actively burning in the tundra. So they went ahead and deployed 8 of the smoke jumpers.
Because of its proximity to King Salmon and Naknek, the Paul's Creek fire is under full suppression status. And according to Finnan, the pilot, their efforts are paying off.
We left the fire. It was looking pretty good. They did request us to go back. We're getting fuel, and we're going to head back out there. The problem that they're up against is they don't have a water source close enough that they can get hoses on the fire line, so that's why they called us in.
Over in Naknek, volunteers from the Bristol Bay Borough Fire Department are ready to assist state responders if needed. Deborah Jones is an EMS coordinator for the borough.
I went up and took a look from Naknek, drove up the highway, and could see visible smoke out there. It is smoky in the middle of the flats there, kind of near the area where it's at, between Naknek and King Salmon. Some people are reporting smoke towards their different neighborhoods in the area.
Right now, Jones isn't worried about the fire's threat to nearby communities. The past few days have brought relatively low winds and cool, dewy mornings. The closest structures to the fire are an abandoned house and the borough's satellite dish station.
In between the area of the fire and these structures, there's a lot of different lakes and ponds and swamp areas. From the highway up there, you can look out towards the area where the smoke, where the fire is north from the highway.
During a reconnaissance flight of the region, no new fires were spotted. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.